by so long. I've had my fun, and shipwreck on interpreter. You can't buy for the music book. You know you're not really here. Teach me your alphabet so I can break your code. I swear you're from the golden age. Your morals are top. And she brought an interpreter with Eddie's beckoning. Quite clear your champagne's always new when you're most sincere. You came by for the music, but you know it's worse than you feared. Teach me your alphabet so I can break your code. I swear you're from the golden age. No morals are taught. Teach me your alphabet so I can break your code. I swear you're from the golden age. No morals are
all night when I forgot my ex down in New Orleans at the One Eye Jacks. And that's no way to treat your sweet guitar. She's a patient gal, I drag her place to place, loyal even when I leave her in her case. But that's no way to treat your sweet guitar. That's no way to treat your sweet guitar. I give her talk back flack for her rusty old strings and put her in a dusty corner like another dirty thing. And that's no way to treat your sweet guitar. I yell, you're just like me, you only buckle and bruise. Why don't you give up on me like I give up on you? And that's no way to treat your sweet guitar. That's no way to treat your sweet guitar. That's no way to treat your sweet guitar. Well, I could tie you up on a railroad track, take my leave on you and never look back. But that's no way to treat your sweet guitar. Oh, I could shut my trap, I could fight to be free, I could do unto you like I think you're doing unto me. But that's no way to treat your sweet guitar. Well, I could spend my time getting in your head, keep my mind on you, leave myself for dead. But that's no way to treat your sweet guitar. Well, I could keep my eyes on the heavens above while I try to be holy and deny our lonely love. But that's no way to treat your sweet guitar. That's no way to treat each other, baby. That's no way to treat your sweet guitar. That's no way to treat each other, baby. That's no way to treat your sweet guitar.
Something I said, was it something I did? Did I draw my own curtain? I pay no attention to the man behind. Am I treating you wrong? Am I in my own way? Do I lack motivation? Is there something wrong with me? I know there's gotta be by now. Cause I can't offer you roses, cause flowers are never enough. Somebody come on and try out my love. Is it my turn of phrase? Do I tell it too easy when I just blurt it out? Am I not a man? Cause I'm not running. You read the signs, there's room in the air. I'm open for business. Well, if you need somebody, let it be me. Cause I can't offer you diamonds, cause gemstones are never enough. But somebody come on and try out my love. I guess I'm alright with being alone, but self-reliant means that nobody's winning at home. Go. I can't offer you a million. 'Cause money is never enough. Somebody come on and try out my love. But I will offer you a romance, 'cause my body is never enough. But somebody come on and try out my love. Come on and try out my love. I try.
Matt Phillips on the Licks and Lyrics show. And before that, we had Kamara Thomas, That's No Way to Treat Your Sweet Guitar, and started out the show today with Bombadil, Rosetta Stone. And the Licks and Lyrics show today is joined by Hard Worker, a fantastic band from Durham. Welcome, welcome, Hard Worker.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. So we have, so Hard Worker is, so Seuss Long.
Hello.
Hello. Hold on. You know what? I'm thinking either maybe a little, I'm going to put a little more volume on these, but like I say, just don't be afraid to get close. Really. I know you don't want to touch the mic because there are a lot of people in here, but really, close hellos. Yeah. All right. Sorry. So we've got Seuss, and you've got your acoustic guitar, and...
Yes, I do.
Yes, and vocals, and... Mm-hmm. The songwriter, I presume? Or is this a group songwriting effort? What am I getting myself into here?
Michael and I write the songs together.
Michael, so that's Mike Connor, mm-hmm. on banjo bass.
Hello, yes.
Hello. I'm sorry, banjo, comma, bass, not the banjo bass. Oh, totally different there. All right, so that's good. All right, so who else wants to say hello? We've got...
This is Alex Trace, and I sing and occasionally play the tambourine.
Woohoo!
And I'm Danny Nowell. I play electric guitar.
All right. And one more.
And I'm Dave Burka. I play drums and percussion.
Yay. Welcome, welcome, Hard Worker. And so who came up with the name?
I was working in Durham, at Urban Ministries.
Okay.
And there was a gentleman who would sit in the breezeway between the two buildings, and I would run back and forth between the two buildings while I was at work, and uh-huh. Every time I would walk by, he would say, "There she goes. There goes that Hard Worker." And it just stuck.
Ah, and you were like, that's melodic.
Isn't
right
that
there.
Nice? Yes. And just a nice thing to say about someone.
Yes, that is a very nice thing to say about someone. And yeah, and you know, I don't know that people really say that much about musicians in general. So that's probably a good thing.
We found that it's really polarizing. Like maybe like 30% of people who come to shows tell us it's an awful name. But
yes.
Then like the other 70% seem really enthused.
Right.
Okay, but everyone has an opinion about it. So,
oh, yes.
So that's obviously a good thing.
We once sold a shirt to a guy who wasn't staying for the show. He just wanted the shirt because he is a hard worker and would like...
Yeah. Who doesn't want that
who
shirt?
Who doesn't want
right?
it?
Yeah. Right? That is genius. Wear that to a job interview.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay. All right. Well, good. And so you're tuning up, and how about we listen to... Are you ready to go now? Do you want to go now? Everything seems to be working.
Oh, yeah. Let's play some music.
Yeah.
Like
it. All right. Dave's climbing back over. We got everyone in here. I think it's cozy.
Compared to some of the stages we played, this is roomy.
We like cozy.
All right. So what are we going to play first, Hard Worker?
This first song is called Goat Rodeo Queen.
The images just come to mind.
Yeah.
Goat Rodeo Queen.
It's about my mom.
Ah!
In a band I was in Oakland, California, we had a song. The first line was, "My mother, she was a steam train laid waste upon the Western Wake."
Ooh.
And my mom thought it was about her. And was offended, you know. So I wrote another song And the first line is, my mother, she was a steam train, laid waste upon the Western Wake. And this one is about her. So this one's for
so
Sandy.
Now you can get offended, yeah. Mom. All right, here we go. On Licks and Lyrics, Hard Worker.
All right. Mother, she's a steam train, lay waste upon the Western Wake. Knew that she was heading somewhere, didn't know just where she would go. How long it takes, yeah, how long she takes. Pencil Valley, Oakton County, she can work her way. All them cows with the radar, they're coming. She's so cruel, so good a woman, she'll fall down in song singing.
Love it. Love it. Go, Rodeo Queen, Hard Worker. Awesome. Awesome. And you say that's about your mom? That's about your mom?
It is about my mom. Hey, Tana, you got something to say?
Yeah. Yeah, let's hear it.
We forgot that maybe some of the lyrics in that weren't so radio friendly.
Right.
Well, so there was some on-the-fly editing happening.
I appreciate you realizing that, yeah, I should have mentioned F-bombs aren't allowed.
Yeah, yep.
And, yeah, it's amazing when people are monitoring you and want to make sure that you're not cursing, how all of a sudden you realize you sometimes have put stuff into things that you didn't think about. Yeah, but so, you know what? Didn't drop the beat. Didn't you just roll through it? So I say professional. No one had to beep anything. I didn't have to.
Excellent.
Yes. And who knew that Goat Rodeo Queen had such foul language? Really? No one. No one.
Well, I learned it all from my mother. This is another song about women.
Okay.
The plight of being a woman.
Okay.
This song is called Woman's Weapon.
Woman's Weapon. And is this one about your mother?
Decidedly not.
All right. Okay. And we're switching around some instruments here. Changes are afoot. Changes are afoot. All right. All right.
I know a woman's weapon is a barrel-handled gun, and the right to never trust anyone. Take that lie and cheat and lie and cheat right back. If they're gonna burn it down, then me the work to turn it back. one. Take that lion, cheat, and lion, cheat right there. If they're gonna burn it down, they need a war to turn it black. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. That was awesome. Hard worker. That was cool. So, obviously, I don't think that you really think that a woman in love is just a woman in trouble.
Depends on the day.
So it seems though that you are your songs are very visual. You've got these. Did you study writing? Were you going to write? Are you going to write a novel? And then now it's our poetry, and now that's turned into songwriting. What's the dealio?
That was spooky, Louise. Danny and I actually met in the writing program at Carolina.
Okay.
Back before either of us knew that the other one played any instruments, I think.
Yeah, there are lots of secrets.
Okay. And the reveal, how did this evolve? So how far back are we talking?
This would be like 2011.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I actually didn't even know that Suze wrote songs until I moved to the West Coast and came back. And she and Mike had already started up. Michael and she had written a whole bunch of songs, and it had been years since I'd played.
How did you know Michael?
I met Mike at graduate school at Duke.
All right. So we got the student connection all the way around.
Right.
All right. But then how did you two come into the picture?
Alex started singing. Well, Dave drummed with me and Mike and another friend of ours for like a couple years ago now. Like we just like jam in a basement.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. All right.
As you do.
Okay. Yeah. Rocking out in the basement.
But we met Dave and Alex at school too.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Dave and Alex at school too.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so when did everyone come together? How did everyone say like, yeah, let's get the electric guitar and the banjo.
Right.
And make some,
this is just all of the musicians that Susanna knows.
Yeah.
And so the instruments that we played were the instrument. If she knew a cellist, we would
be primarily cellists. Tuba, anyone's welcome.
Anyone's welcome.
Okay, all right. Like, hey, can you sing? All right, let's go. Okay. All right, okay. Well done.
Thank you very much, Susanna.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. And actually, Mike is a very good bass player. So that's actually his first instrument, and the one that he plays at most of our shows.
Right, because y'all had to pare it down a little bit for the radio. Let's change it up a little bit for the radio.
Exactly.
Let's make it special. That's good. Yeah. I appreciate that. So what kind of bass do you play, Mike?
I have a Fender jazz bass.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And so, so you go back and forth usually between.
Yeah. We've experimented with different things at our shows. Sometimes we put like a banjo moment, concentrated banjo moment, in the middle of the show.
So you put one on your back, or you wearing like one on your back and then just like reaching around?
It is kind of complicated. I'm still figuring out the most nimble.
The challenge. You like a challenge.
Yeah, well, since I've started playing banjo, I've kind of come into my own as a songwriter. So a lot of the songs
I have never heard. Let's just have it again. Since I started playing banjo, I really came into my own.
Come into my own as a songwriter.
That is awesome.
So
right
when
there.
I bring stuff to the band, it's usually...
So you write on the banjo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, actually the song we just played and the song we're about to play are both examples of banjo compositions that I've brought to Sue's and to the band.
Yeah.
And then
that is fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'll write these little banjo melodies, and then I'll say, what do you think it's about?
And I say, I don't know. You're the writer. Creature time.
Creature time.
Just creature time.
Creature time. Okay. All right. It's creature time.
Yeah.
Hard worker on the Licks and Lyrics show.
I'm not good enough to grow.
awesome. That was some rockin' melancholy right there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was good. Creature Time. Hard worker. So let's just say that people want to know where they can find out more about this hardworking band called Hard Worker.
What a great question.
Yeah.
We have a website.
That's what I was hoping you'd say.
Hardworkerband.com.
Ah.
You know, make it simple.
Make it simple so we can remember. Hardworkerband.com.
And we are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those places.
And you're pretty good at updating your shows.
We are. We're
tech-savvy people.
We're on top of it.
All right.
Yeah, and we have some shows coming up. We're going out of town on Friday up to Triple Cross Brewing in Richmond.
Sweet.
And then on May 15th, we're going to be at the Pinhook.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. And that will be lovely. Mm-hmm. That will be great. Yeah. And this show gets syndicated up in Northampton, Massachusetts. So maybe you should start heading up that way.
So we'll see you in Richmond, Northampton, until we can make it up your way.
Meet him in the middle, Northampton. Yeah. All right. That sounds good. So Pinhook is when?
The Pinhook is May 15th.
May 15th. Mm-hmm. All right.
And so we put out an EP in September. So that is available for purchase on Bandcamp.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, wherever.
And
isn't
this
that streaming now, too?
It hasn't made it, but I hear that it's going to be streaming very soon.
Uh-huh.
The awful rowing. And the awful rowing. This is beautiful. This is really well done.
The art, actually, a buddy of mine who's an illustrator in Oakland did the boat. His name is John Stitch.
Okay.
And when he's not doing snarky political illustrations that make you reevaluate your life and how you're living it, he's doing commissions like that. So
awesome, John Stitch, political cartoon and available for commissions over there.
Beautiful artist. So
absolutely, that's and there's nothing political going on, or maybe there is.
Who knows? It's
there is that
your
one row, that one oar there that is drifting. So we all know about that one.
And we thought we'd play a couple songs off of the EP.
Hey,
for you.
Okay, so then you haven't played anything off the EP yet. So I'm wondering when you're going back into the studio to record all these other ones then.
Because
this was last year.
We're hoping November.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, good.
We're ready.
We have.
Okay. Well, good.
Deep hopes.
Good.
We're ready, but we're like tens of thousands of dollars.
Well, Kickstarter.
So. Right.
Hello.
Yeah.
So ready is extremely.
So
relative.
When you are ready to come promote that Kickstarter campaign, you let me know.
Sounds good.
We'll do that.
We'll be back.
Okay. All right. Well, so what you gonna play then?
Let's do Born Homesick, track one.
Born Homesick. All right. So homesick. Born home. Hard worker. Born homesick. On the Licks and Lyrics Show.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
We were not born in sin, we were born homesick, with a gun in one hand and a noose around our neck, choking on our own discontent. Well, what did you expect?
Was totally awesome. That was like ear candy is what that was like for me.
Thanks very much.
Yes, I enjoyed it very much, and I enjoy all the harmony, so kudos to you getting everyone to sing. I mean, almost everybody.
We're working on Dave.
Yeah, I did peek, and I noticed Dave wasn't moving his lips. You could just move your lips, and everyone would think you're singing. How hard was that to make everyone sing? Huh?
Oh, well, I think deep down, everyone wants to sing.
Let it go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, we have big plans to be a four-part harmony kind of band, so.
Yeah, no, and more layers. Nice, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah,
nice,
definitely.
Nice, nice. And definitely, I'm loving what you're bringing to the mix. And so,
thank you.
How did, you were just like singing, and were you looking for some?
So, Alex and I started singing together when Mike and I would play at these poetry nights that our friends put together in Durham.
Okay.
Our friends Casey and Felipe were hosting these monthly poetry nights where folks would just come and read and drink wine, and it was a lovely time. And then Mike and I started bringing new songs to kind of try them out.
Yeah.
And then Alex was there, and she had this amazing voice and could do these incredible harmonies, so we kept her.
So she came for the poetry,
but she stayed for the harmony.
But she stayed for the harmony. Excellent. Excellent. Good.
This is so desperately not rock and roll. This really pains me.
You know, honestly, really, as soon as you bring a banjo into the mix, it's all punk rock from there, as far as I'm concerned, right? There's like a certain level where you're just like, you're now... You've crossed over. It's a different experience, and definitely, yeah, you're rocking for sure. Yeah, and then you've got the electric guitar. This is definitely rocking.
Absolutely, we'll play something a little more rock and roll. You guys want to play Mariah?
Mariah.
Yeah. All right. Well, this song is called Mariah, and on the EP, it's got horns and
wow,
it struts a little bit, but we didn't bring the horns.
Wow,
it's a waltz strut though. So.
Danny, I was trying to make it sound more rock and roll, man.
Come on. Come on. All right, I'm ready when you're ready.
Okay. All right. All right. So, hard worker, here's Mariah.
Carry the wood.
Mariah by Hard Worker. Very, very, very good stuff. Very
Thanks.
Nice stuff. But yeah, yeah, yeah. Everything's definitely a story. So how much of you is in those stories? If you don't mind me prying, or even if you do.
No, for me, when I write songs, they always sneak up on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I will often write something.
Oh, really? So they get you? You're not I'm going to...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, so you've got scraps of paper and journals hidden everywhere.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And
you're calling your cell phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
and I'll often, you know, a year later, listen to a song and be like, oh man, I was really showing all my feelings about that, and I thought I was being so sneaky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, like I thought I had buried it real deep, but
if you know Susanna, it doesn't take too long before you run across a song that's about you.
Oh, well,
that is the danger
of knowing any songwriter.
Yeah,
really.
She'll look you right in the eye an hour after writing it, and then you won't know for a year that you were the frog that whole time, or whatever else is punished in the song.
Right. Well, I think it is perfectly reasonable to write something from complete your point of view,
right,
and then make people applaud. I think I expect people
or
to applaud.
Better yet, write songs about people and then make them stand behind you and play them with you.
What's next?
let's play something else.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
This song is called The Apathy Hymn.
Apathy hymn,
And it's exactly what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Let me check. You want all in from the top? You want to play the song?
Oh, I'll play it.
Yeah, I'll check.
And you are listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show. We've got Hard Worker live in the studio, and they're tuning up and they're getting ready for their apathy hymn. Apathy. Are we feeling apathetic enough to perform the apathy hymn? All right.
Definitely.
All right. Let's do this.
I've been alive in the black desire.
Hard worker, you're stopping them on the streets out there. You're stopping them on the streets. That was the most rockin' apathy song ever. The most rockin' apathy song ever
that's really,
played in the.
I
on
think
this
that's
show.
Very telling.
Yeah,
that we only get up for apathy in this band.
Yeah, that's your theme. Hard worker, we only get up for apathy.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have until 4 o'clock. So however many you can squeeze in to that.
Let's do a few more.
Because we got a hard worker here in the studio, and you can find out more about them at hardworkerband.com. And they're going to be playing at the Pinhooked in about a month or so, and they've got their EP, and they're going to do another. Hey, tell me about the picture on your guitar. You know, there's a picture on your
guitar. Yes, there is.
Yes.
There is.
Did it come like that, or did you put it there?
It didn't. I put it there.
And?
So Mike and I spent a lot of time together, mm-hmm. but when we first met, we realized we had the same guitar.
Okay. And so, all right. Even though Mike plays the banjo and the bass?
At the time, there was just a lot of music happening wherever.
Okay.
And I sold it to Alex.
Right.
I sold the guitar to Alex.
That's true. Okay. I just kind of put a sticker on it so that I would stop.
That's just a sticker?
It's just a sticker.
Did you like decoupage over it or something?
No,
it looks
it's
so
just
shiny.
A nice, isn't that a nice sticker?
Yes.
I mean, sticker? I didn't pick. Yeah. But Mike and I also have the same phone, so I have a sticker on my phone too.
Ah. So you and Mike have similar tastes, for sure.
It's all an accident.
Yeah.
So this next rocker is dedicated to a dead poet. Really?
Yeah. This one goes out to Ann Sexton.
Yeah. We're really keeping it light.
That wide gray gulf, the awful growing toad god. On a faraway shore, left everybody else, took bread and wine and no one to bless, took no photographs, and there's no one to. Got myself a creep, got into the woods, got a
was so beautifully sad and rocking at the same time. Yep, there's you'll never get there. That's right. But yay, let's rock yay. Some more. Woohoo! It's so beautiful. Just keep going. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice visuals you got going on. Lots of imagery. Lots of imagery. What else? What else do we want to make sure we talk about? We got the pinhook coming up on
the
15th.
We're playing around the summer, so we'll be...
Good. So you're going to do the festivals and...
We'll be at Wild Goose.
Okay.
So looking forward to that.
Okay.
And we're playing at the Durham Co-op this summer, doing their brunch and booze thing. We're doing beer and banjos in Raleigh.
Nice.
That's coming up, I think, next month, right?
Yeah.
Pretty soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
And all of this on that website that we talked about?
All of
Hard Worker Band.
And more.
Hard Work. You can get a t-shirt.
That's true. We have
you got an EP. You're going to got another one on the way.
What? My dad is the merch model for our t-shirt. I'm really proud of that.
Nice. Check out Daddy-O. That's
and Alex
good.
Is dead.
That's
I mean,
good. Let's check. I'm going to look. All right. Just so I know what Alex's dad looks like. All right. What's going on?
So those last four came off the EP.
Nice.
And
nice.
Now we're going to play a couple more.
Just one more.
One more?
I think.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
We're gonna play one more.
I don't know how much you
newer
got.
One,
5 minutes.
Fun one. One we're looking forward to recording.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Yeah.
And so, is there a date for the studio? Are y'all like?
Not yet. We're
all
looking.
Right. Okay.
If anyone's listening, and they're local and they want to talk.
Okay.
You know
all
where
right.
to find us.
Hard Worker Band.
Yeah.
All right.
You're a decent shot. I like picking up.
Yes, I felt it. I felt it. I felt it. Thank you so much, Hard Worker,
thank
for coming
so much
on Licks and Lyrics.
Us.
So that's once again Seuss Long and Mike Connor and Danny Knoll and Alex Trace and Dave Burka, Hard Worker, hardworkerband.com. Come on again. All right, yeah. Do it again. Do
we'd
it again. Right, right,
much.
Right, right.
Thank you.
All right, thanks so much for coming on, and thanks to everybody for listening to Licks and Lyrics. And you're listening to Licks and Lyrics on WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carver Row.
Thanks for putting up with us, all right, in advance, all right?